Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Monday, the 1st of November, 2010 here, the start of a brand new month. The day before Election Day, we've got so much stuff to talk about. Manny's in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Oh, my goodness, what shall we talk about first? Well, I have a little saying I want to put out there. When life hands you Yemen, make Yemen aid. And basically, this last weekend, this last-ditch pathetic effort to do booga-booga at the American voters to scare them into voting for the incumbent party has absolutely cratered. As you're probably aware from Friday's show, the media was just pounding the story of the toner cartridge of mass destruction, and they took it into Saturday, and they were just, it was like nonstop booga-booga-booga all day long, every day, and then Sunday morning, like a switch got thrown, and it was gone, was completely off TV. And the reason was very simple. The overnight polls showed that when this story broke, there was a major shift among the undecided voters toward the GOP, which basically meant nobody was buying this thing. And I talked to a lot of people over the weekend. I talked to people who came to our show over at the Richardson Theater. I didn't find a single person who thought that there was anything credible about this story, about the toner cartridges coming out of Yemen. And the whole thing, somebody must have just come up with this at the last minute because it was so badly planned. And I'll bet somebody in Obama's back room is sweating a lot more than when the presidential seal fell off the podium here. Because, first of all, as we established basically over the weekend here, the original story was these bombs were on a cargo plane, a UPS cargo plane from Yemen to Great Britain. And from there, they were going to come to the United States, and they were addressed to these synagogues in Chicago. Then basically confirmed UPS does not fly their own aircraft in or out of Yemen. Okay? UPS business inside Yemen is subcontracted to Sun Tours. Sun Tours, when there's absolutely positively no other way to get where you're going. I'll tell you a story about Sun Tours from my honeymoon some other day. But the bottom line here is that Sun Tours contracts cargo shipments through the Yemeni Airlines. And the cargo master for the Yemeni airline said there was nothing for UPS for the 48 hours before these bombs supposedly showed up in Dubai and Great Britain. So then the story magically changed and morphed and basically said, okay, well, they weren't on cargo planes. They were on passenger jets. And they started like, the story kept changing because every time we'd point out what was wrong with the story, they'd say, oh, we didn't mean that. We meant this. Okay? And then there was talking about passenger jets. And then, of course, there was this arrest of a young woman student in Yemen as the culprit and the villainous, you know, and they were waving her all over the media. And then all of a sudden it comes out the only reason she was arrested by the Yemen authorities was the U.S. government said, please go arrest this woman. We think she's a suspect. And the only reason they had for arresting her was her name and phone number were on the paperwork for one of the packages. And we're all doing this thing where that force of gravity exists between the palm of your hand and the forehead, and you're going whack, and you say, come on. A woman that smart, she's a student. One report said she was a medical student. The other one said she was an engineering student. But obviously a very sharp woman is not going to put her own name and address on the package. That story fell apart when the authorities in Yemen released her because the person who actually accepted the package on behalf of Sun Tours said, this is not the woman who sent this thing. This is not the woman who came in. So they stole the identity of this woman in Yemen in order to lay a false trail. It's a frame-up. It's a classic, classic false flag frame-up here. Okay? So, you know, they basically pulled back from that because it's not working for the election. Needless to say, the reason they even bothered including Britain in this whole hoax was because, remember last week, the head of British Airlines was saying, we don't want to spend all the money on this American-style security. We don't want to go through this. Our passengers hate it. We hate it. It's not doing anything. We're not finding any real terrorists. It's costing us a bloody fortune, and we want to quit. And by golly, just when the purveyors of the security equipment need the security industrial complex, they get a terror incident, and now everybody said, well, we can't let go of the security now. In fact, we have to buy more because these toner cartridges, they had explosive, and it didn't show up on our sensors, so you've got to buy new sensors now. It's a big, huge sales push, and there's billions of dollars on the line, which ultimately you will pay for. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the toner of mass destruction out of Yemen or Dubai or wherever it came from. And everybody's pounding this thing for their own particular agenda. And that's where you begin to really understand this is a hoax. Nobody's really looking for the perpetrators. They're looking to find out how they can use this thing to sell their own agenda. With the Yemen student frame up having absolutely collapsed, now the U.S. is pointing at somebody in Saudi Arabia and the synagogues in Chicago that were the supposed targets of the bombs, if you believe the synagogues. They're saying it was somebody in Egypt. And the whole thing is just really coming apart. The most interesting revelation to come out in the last 24 hours is Israel is admitting they knew of this whole thing going down one day before anybody else did. Transportation Minister Yisrael Katz hinted today that Israel received warning of this thing, on Thursday, which tells you really who's doing this whole thing, okay? Now, whatever they wanted to do with this thing, start a new war in Yemen. I mean, they're already talking about the CIA going in and starting to assassinate people because that's what the CIA does. And they're talking about expanded military occupying Yemen here, which basically does two things. It allows the United States to go on killing Israel's mortal enemies and, of course, to control the strategically important Gulf of Aden. But it's not getting the traction I think they wanted. Great Britain has announced they're not actually going to send troops to Yemen at this particular time, even though it was their airport, and now they're all having to say, all right, we're gonna buy those security systems and so forth and so on. And, you know, they're trying to blame, Alaki for the, as the mastermind, but everybody who's been paying attention knows he works for the CIA as well, just as much as Osama bin Laden did here. Now, the interesting thing is coming out of Great Britain, the analysis of the toner cartridges of death. For the first 6 hours that these toner cartridges had been found, the people examining them said, they're duds, they're jokes, and we pointed out. It's a toner cartridge with this white stuff sprayed all over it, some wires, a circuit board from an old TV set, pointedly, no batteries, no detonators. Okay, and it did not set off any of the explosive sensors anywhere along the line here. Now, the excuse that's being given is, oh, it's a new undetectable explosive for which we just happen to have a brand new sensor that you can buy and install along with the rest of everything else we've sold you over the last couple of years. You know, that's the story coming out of there. Then Obama comes out and he says, well, yes, there were explosives on those toner cartridges. And at that point, you know, the authorities in Britain say, okay, all right, there are explosives on the toner cartridges. And then they come out with a rather interesting thing saying that whoever sent these off would not have known where the device was going to explode because the scheduling and everything. It wasn't a direct flight. They didn't know when these packages are going to get moved forward. They weren't like being sent next day air or anything. But it's the British are saying these were supposed to explode in the air and bring down the airplane, which means the Chicago synagogues were not a target. So why were the addresses of Chicago synagogues put on these packages coming out of Yemen, which alone is grounds for suspicion? Because these phony bombs weren't going to go off. They were meant to be found. And putting the address of the synagogues on there allows Abe Foxman and the rest of the propagandists to say, forget all about the rabbi who says that you goyim only exist to serve the Jews. We're the victims. We're under danger. You have to give us more money. You have to go kill our enemies for us. And that's why you exist, and so forth and so on. And it's just a great deal of whining and gnashing of teeth. But I got to tell you, like I said, over this last weekend, I talked to a lot of people. We were at the shopping mall. We were at this theater where I was doing the show. Everybody I talked to said it's a pile of manure. I think I can say that on the radio. And not one, I didn't find a single person who thought that this was real. And obviously, the voters seem to be saying exactly the same thing because they pushed it as hard as they could Friday and Saturday, and then the overnight polls came in, and the independents were shifting heavy GOP. And I'll tell you why. We all know George Bush was pulling terror scares for political gain. He did it over and over and over again, and by the time he was done, everybody knew that's what was going on. You know, threat level is orange or peach or taupe or mauve or viridian or whatever color code they're using this week. And by the time you got to the end, you know, George Bush would cry, wolf, wolf, or Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, and nobody would pay attention because we all knew it was just another joke. So why did somebody in Obama's campaign or Obama himself think this was going to work this time? Because my response when I first heard this story is this guy kidding? After all the times that we saw Bush do a terror scare to try and scare us along with whatever his political agenda was at the time, and right now Obama's is saving the election for the Democrats. Why did Obama, did Obama really think the American people were so dumb and stupid that we were going to fall for it again? Because if he did, I'm insulted. And I think, you know, the Americans didn't fall for it, and they're not falling for it. And I think Obama may have hoisted his entire party on a petard named Yemen. We're going to go to the phones. Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha.
Aloha, Nui Nui Nui.
I just have to laugh. It was funny as you were talking about the right from the very beginning, as you started talking about the toner bomb, as I've affectionately begun to call it. I remember seeing pictures of it, and it kind of looks like, you know, the inside of that old typewriter I had back in the 60s and 70s when I was a kid. I kept listening, and I kept thinking, wait a minute, they've got this wonderful new piece of technology that they're so desperate to sell here by this, you know, because your machine, as you said, your machines are outdated and whatever, and I'm thinking, well, wouldn't it be a little more fiscally responsible to invest that money in, oh, I don't know, say, better dogs, because your dogs apparently missed it too, but then since there really were no explosive materials, it's not a wonder they missed it and the scanners didn't pick it up. And then
that's the excuse. Yeah, everybody's saying, why didn't the machines and the dogs pick it up? Oh, it's a new invisible explosive. No, it isn't. The claim is made that it's PETN, which is a nitrate-based explosive, and the little swab test and the dogs and the current sniffers will all detect it.
Oh, you bet they will. And then I'm thinking, I remember, was it Thursday or Friday, as I was listening to Freedom Frenzy, and all of a sudden Jenny broke in and said she had just gotten reports that there were gunshots at the Pentagon. I wonder how much, you know, with the way the media was all over the toner bomb, because I don't have television, I wonder how much attention gunshots at the Pentagon got. Anybody tell me?
Well, not much, because they're shooting each other up there all the time these days, and it's like no big deal. I mean, you get a huge building full of guys with a lot of testosterone, and you give them machine guns, people are going to get shot, you know.
I was thinking the same thing as that testosterone thing. Welcome to Scare Tactics 101.
Yes.
That's what this is, Scare Tactics 101. And, you know, as you were saying, you know, why is the Obama administration and all of these so dumbfounded that the American people aren't reacting? It's because America is waking up, and these morons just don't get it.
That's the only explanation I can think of. They are so isolated from the real world. Somebody in Obama's planning team really thought this was going to work. I mean, you know, that kind of decision-making performance is grounds to fire the entire government if they're that clueless and that out of touch. This is a major disaster. It may have been a Hail Mary pass. I mean, the polls are all basically saying it's going to be a GOP landslide tomorrow, barring massive vote fraud on the part of the Democrats. Somebody may have just said, hey, we've got nothing to lose. Let's try and put, you know, booga booga out there. We need a terror attack. Who's the next nation on the shall be invaded for Israel list? Yemen. Okay, let's take them off. And while we're at it, let's run this thing through Britain so we can get them to shut up about, you know, quitting all of this expensive security technology we're selling them. And that seems to have been the way this thing came about. And I think it was put together very quickly because that toner cartridge bomb was a joke. You know, I spent a lot of years working in film and television. I fired prop people for better-looking fakes than that one was.
Well, you know, I have to laugh because, you know, according to the psychiatric manual, you know, the DSM-IV-TR, that labels free thinkers, constitutionalists, oath keepers, and the rest of them as suffering from this ODD. The oppositional defiant disorder. I'm not a psychiatrist or psychologist, but I think there's a new illness that's affecting Washington. It's called BDS, Brain Disconnect Syndrome.
Well, they're definitely suffering from a lot of that ivory tower kind of syndrome that we used to see in academia, where, you know, people were living in universities and stuff, and they could concoct this whole, you know, this mental image of what they thought the world was like, and they would perform experiments on it, and they'd make all their pronouncements based on it, but it turned out to be a large collective hallucination. Human-caused global warming being one of the most recent examples of that. But like I said, I think the reason that people responded so negatively to this Yemen hoax wasn't that it was a hoax or that Obama was lying, it's they were insulted that Obama actually thought this stood a chance of having a positive effect. And like I said, the difference between Saturday and Sunday was obvious. I mean, they're still sort of making, you know, little mention of it here and there today, but just, you know, Saturday it was just nothing but Yemen, 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 terror, terror, terror. Sunday it was like it hadn't happened. And
yeah.
I think it was because the overnight polls really said the story.
I got so disgusted with that number of years ago and said no more. I'm done with this. But, you know, with tomorrow being such a big day, I just wanted to throw this out. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but there was a big celebration in Wilmington, North Carolina last night.
Mm-hmm.
And during the chant, everyone was out in the streets chanting USA, USA. Well, guess what happened? Not long after they started, police swarmed and hit everyone with pepper spray.
For chanting USA?
A big get-together downtown Wilmington, North Carolina last night, Halloween celebration. I'm watching the video this morning. One of my viewers sent this to me this morning.
Can you email that to me? I want to take a look at that. Hang on to the phone, Lee. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Lee in Georgia. And Lee, I need you to send me that videotape. If you've got a bunch of American citizens peacefully assembling in public and chanting USA, USA, you don't have grounds to pepper spray them. The Constitution guarantees our right to peacefully assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances, and standing around cheering USA, USA, that's not even a complaint. These are boosters of the United States of America, and the cops are pepper spraying them. There's something very, very wrong with that picture. I really would want to see that video. Anything else for you, Lee?
I'll definitely sell it to you. And what you've got to understand is this was an area of downtown that was barricaded to keep traffic out for the party goers. So they were exactly where they were supposed to be.
They had permits and everything is what you're telling me.
Everything, as far as I can tell, everything was on the up and up. There was no problem. It wasn't until after they began to chant USA, suddenly they were hit with pepper spray.
Just
right out of the blue. I couldn't believe as I was watching this morning. But, yeah, I will email that to you probably in the next half hour.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I'll take a look at it as soon as the show is over. Thank you for the call. We're going to switch over to Dee in Minnesota. Aloha, Dee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. This whole toner cartridge thing, you know? Seems to me to be somebody's idea of a Halloween joke. Come early.
Well, I think it's blown back on the pranksters here because you know, like I said, Friday and Saturday, you couldn't find anything on the news other than the terror threat from Yemen. And then Sunday, it just went away. And the overnight polls had basically shown it wasn't getting the traction they wanted. And like I said, I think the reason most people are angry about it is not that the government lies, because we know the government lies. It's that we should feel insulted that somebody in Obama's campaign actually thought this was going to work.
Well, you know, the thing is Yemen wasn't even doing business with UPS.
Yeah, they go through a subcontractor. UPS planes do not go there. And, you know, every time we would point out on the blogs another flaw in the story, they change the story. Like, they don't understand. We see them constantly changing the story as, you know, as we point out where their previous facts are totally messed up. Whoever put this together, this was put together apparently rather quickly. And I think basically it really came down to the fact that the Democratic Party knows they're going to lose. We've already got polls showing half the Democrats think that Obama should go through the primary process in 2012. In other words, half of his own party is ready to lose him as candidate in 2012 here. And so probably said, well, let's do a terror scare and get everybody back into the fold here. And somebody really thought that was going to work. And whoever that somebody is, they're an idiot. They're out of touch. They're clueless. They should be fired, because that kind of bad decision-making at the highest levels of government could inadvertently lead us to a war. Not that we already don't have enough people trying to deliberately push us into wars as well, but let's not start any more than we absolutely have to.
Well, the jokes about it were better than the actual event itself.
That's absolutely true. All righty. Anything else?
How can a toner cartridge hurt anybody? That's a new one.
What they're trying to say is that somebody put explosives into the toner cartridge and then put a timer and a wire and all the rest of it. The bottom line is somebody who really was going to do this would have loaded that toner cartridge with, like, thermite, which doesn't show up on the sniffers or the dogs or the swabs or any of that stuff, and put something in there like, well, actually, I'm not going to describe. There's a way to make a chemical delayed action fuse that is hot enough to set off thermite, and you can do a very long delay on it. CIA used to put them inside pencils. And the idea
well,
is...
Well, and I'm going to go vote tomorrow, but
and
guess
it would be,
what?
Hang on.
I'm not voting for...
D, my turn. You could put the whole thing inside the toner cartridge so that somebody picking up the toner cartridge and looking at it wouldn't suspect anything. But then the giveaway was, you know, if this thing was not detected by dogs or swabs or machines, then the only reason they found this is somebody said, hey, look in that box over there. You're going to find something really interesting, and you'll get your name in the news, and you'll be promoted. This thing was a setup from day one. Absolutely beyond all shadow of a doubt. Nobody's buying this thing. Okay?
Yeah, and two more things. First of all, tomorrow I'll be going to the polls.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be voting Republican or Democrat.
Good.
If it doesn't say independent, I will be writing in Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck or Cinderella.
How about me? Writing me.
I can do that, too.
I'm out of a job. I need a job. Put me in there.
I was saving you for 2012 presidential election.
Oh, okay. All right. Then that's fine. I'll wait until 2012 here. I think I can make it through till then.
And secondly, I have been listening to Mark Glenn's The Ugly Truth Podbean. It's a good show.
Yes, it is.
I like it. I listen to it every day.
There's a lot of good stuff coming out there. And what is more important is that the American audience is now becoming more and more receptive. I think America as a whole is beginning to understand the extent to which we have been lied to our entire lives. And they're much more receptive to reexamining the dogma that we have been indoctrinated with by the state schools and the controlled media.
Exactly. Anyway, that's all I had, Mike. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Peter in California. Peter, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
The toner thing is pretty interesting, and I just wanted to call up and point out the strange coincidence that every time there seems to be a terrorist attack like 9/11, like London in what was it, 04?
Okay, Peter, got to put you on hold. Got to take a break. Don't hang up. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Peter in California. And Peter, please pick up where you left off.
I'm just pointing out that the 9-1-1 attacks, the London subway attacks, the Madrid attacks, the Mumbai attacks were staged from, now this toner attack all have Israeli pre-warning. And then you add on the Mumbai attacks were staged from some sort of Jewish community center, if you remember.
Yeah, I remember.
And, you know, that's a string running through all this stuff.
Oh yeah, and the inevitable attempt to reestablish Israel's permanent victimhood. That's pretty obvious what's going on.
But Mike, you remember the Mumbai attacks were they staged it from some Jewish center, remember?
Yeah.
And they spent the night there or something for several nights.
Yeah, and, the Shabbat house. Yeah, I remember that. We pointed that out and everybody
together,
was talking about it.
Tell me one that's real, you know?
I don't think any of them are. Like I said, why would somebody go out and commit an act to destroy public support for their socio-political agenda? And that's why I think all the terrorists are fake. They're all false flags. Palestinians are not going to go out and do something to destroy the very support from the world they need to effect change and secure their own borders. and arrive at their own promised state. But Israel will pretend to be Palestinians and go out and commit acts to make Palestine look bad in order that world support will be behind Israel as Israel steals their land. We know from British MI5 that Israel was behind the original hijacking that led to the raid in Entebbe. And the agenda was simple. Make the Palestinians look bad and make Israel look good. Now we're finding out that, Abu Nidal, the really super terrorist that did the Achille Lauro and all this other stuff, turned out he was being paid by Israel through BCCI. That came out when BCCI collapsed.
I remember.
It's all false fat flags. It's all frauds. And this is just another one. And it's so obvious and heavy-handed. Again, I'm amazed that somebody actually thought this was going to work.
Well, but the response is going to be real enough. As you said, the CIA going off a couple million dollars more for assassinating people all over Yemen. And the response will be, real. You know, where the terrorist attacks are fake, the responses are real. And it's going to get us involved into something more that we don't want to be involved in.
Well, here's where Obama
allows this on the eve of the elections, fearful that, it just stinks to high heaven. I mean, it's almost funny.
It is tragic, almost funny. And mostly because it's not getting the reaction that they wanted. The whoever put this together wanted to basically scare the American people back into supporting Democrats. They wanted to justify yet another war, this time going into Yemen to control the Gulf of Aden. They wanted to basically whip up hate against Israel's enemies, those gosh darn Muslims. And, of course, run this thing through Britain to get them to back off from their demands to, stop spending all this huge amount of money on this American-style airport security, which has yet to actually catch a real terrorist, I might add. And so that was what they tried to serve with this thing. And they're still out there trying to say everybody's afraid from this, and I don't know anybody who is. I haven't found a single person who bought this thing, who believes it at all. And you're right, it's a joke and it's almost laughable.
Well, where it is a joke and the people aren't buying it, the press still goes along with it. They're still complicit in this stuff.
That's why their viewership is in decline. And the fact that nobody's buying this thing and the blogs were just completely all over this thing as a hoax tells you that the corporate media, they don't control the thought processes of Americans anymore. They have lost the battle for the minds of America. And they may go through the motions because that's what they get paid to do, and even some of the more prominent control blogs like Huffington Post is still drinking the Yemen Kool-Aid. But we all know where reality lies here, and we are right to be suspicious, especially when these so-called terror threats happen just when they need to happen to benefit certain vested political agendas.
Well, Mike, I know you're from L.A. Do you still get to Los Angeles occasionally?
Every once in a great while.
Well, because I've read on what really happened that an article that there's internet kill switch is up again, and I want to make a bet with you that I'll bet you a lunch that happens before the next presidential election.
Well, I'll take you up on that bet, but together with that, I'll put another bet on there on who pays the tip. the instant they try and shut down the internet. Those of us who have become quite knowledgeable about the networking, we'll find ways around it immediately. We'll go back to modems and packet netting. This genie is not going back in the bottle anytime soon. I remember in San Francisco, somebody was setting up a complete Wi-Fi network that went all over the city without the benefit of wires. You can't control something like that unless you want to get up there with the big Air Force aircraft with the jammer and start irradiating everybody and, giving them all leukemia and cancer. Just so they won't say bad things about the government.
Well, but they're willing to do that in the airports. So, I mean.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting here. And actually, Peter, I'd like to segue into that issue. Have you got anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Peter, for the call. We're going to let you go here. Yeah, absolutely. One of the groups that is definitely pounding on this hoax from the Yemen toner cartridges of mass destruction are the security companies and the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA. And they're basically out there saying, see, this justifies our fabulous paychecks and our huge budgets. And again, because this supposed toner cartridge of death got all the way onto the airplane, past all the scanners and sensors and dogs and swabs and everything else. You know, they're trying to say, oh, it's a magic new undetectable explosive for which you will have to buy this new system that we're bringing online here. How wonderfully convenient. So, but the reality is early reports were saying it was PETN. We know that PETN can be detected by the dogs and the sensors and the swabs. There were no explosives. They're just covering their trail on the story. But they're basically saying now that this gives Department of Homeland Security and TSA, you know, justification to conduct even more intrusive searches on travelers. If you refuse to go through the naked body scanners, and we just found out last week, they're actually delivering 20 times as much radiation to your skin as was previously thought. And your skin is more sensitive to cancer from this kind of radiation than any other part of your body. So these things are hazardous to your health. But if you decide you don't want to go through one, TSA is now authorized to basically grope you all over your body, including your genitalia, in full view of the public. And I think this has got to provoke a reaction, because sooner or later, you know, some chivalrous husband who loves his wife dearly is going to see her reduced to tears, as we already know is happening on a regular basis, you know, when some, you know, some pervert with a bunch of rubber gloves comes up and starts fondling them all over their body, and they start crying, and some husband's going to turn around, and they're going to put that TSA worker through a wall. And they're not going to care if they have to go to jail. The TSA worker's going to go to the hospital or the morgue, and there are going to be husbands who are willing to risk a jail sentence to defend their wives and their wives' person and their wives' honor, because we are not the criminals. And we're tired of being treated like we're criminals, and we're tired of all these hoaxes that are used to justify making us pay for security systems that have yet to actually catch a real terrorist. And we're tired of this constant stream of hoaxes to convince us that, yes, we should go on submitting to this kind of treatment, and we should go on paying more for our airline tickets and all these added security fees and go through all this other rigmarole, when it is nothing but a giant joke on the American people and the people of the world. And that is the bottom line here. They're going to go on getting more and more abusive as long as we're willing to put up with it. They don't have a reason to stop. They're making money doing this stuff. They're getting their jollies. All the perverts used to work for the church. Forget that. Go over to TSA and start groping and fondling everybody you want. You get paid. If you went up on the street and grabbed somebody the way TSA grabs you at the airport, they would throw you in jail. They put you on Megan's list, you'd be a sex offender registered for life. But if you're a sex offender, go to work for the TSA. You get all the freebie goodies that you want. By the way, speaking of TSA, I love this one. The TSA managed to shut down an entire airport because they found a snow globe in some luggage. You know what a snow globe is? A little glass bubble. It's got a castle in it or something, and you shake it, and little snowflakes fall over. The TSA guy didn't understand. This is a souvenir, a decoration. And they shut down an entire airport. The people working for TSA are a bunch of losers. They don't know what they're looking at. They don't know what they're supposed to be looking for. Even the Department of Homeland Security says half the practice bombs and the test drills get right past them. And now they're being given authority to basically, you know, grope your crotch if they happen to feel they're so inclined to do that. It's amazing stuff. All right, going to calm down, change subjects. Tomorrow is Election Day. As I mentioned earlier in the show, GOP is looking at a landslide. It's pretty much a given they're going to take control of the House. Goodbye, Nancy Pelosi. I will never forget how hard she was laughing when she got tarped through the House and screwed us all to the tune of $135,000 for every living American to help bail out the fraudsters who had sold those oversubscribed mortgage-backed securities, which Congress was personally invested in. So they saved their own investment portfolios, and they made you pay for it. And we've got that wonderful picture of Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the criminals in the House of Representatives laughing and having a really good time. They just thought it was so clever. They put one over on the American people. So she's more than likely is on her way out, barring massive vote fraud. And I'm not saying that the incoming GOP Congress is going to be any better, because I don't think they are going to be any better. Okay, I am sick and tired of voting for the lesser of two evils every 4 years, or every 2 years, and it's just complete nonsense. It's complete nonsense, and I'm in agreement with that woman who called in and said, vote independent and third party. Don't vote for the Republicans, don't for the Democrats, vote for any of the independents, and definitely don't vote for anybody that's up there screaming about what a good friend they are of Israel, because that's a complete joke right now. All righty. So anyway, definitely retake the House. The Senate is in play. Everybody's making very guarded predictions about where that's going to go. Website called InTrade, kind of an interesting little concept. They're sort of running this sort of make-believe stock market where people can basically vote on things they think are going to happen. And InTrade is exploiting something called Bayer's Theorem of Subjective Probability, which says that in the absence of hard facts, people's intuition tends to be more right than wrong. A guy who lives here on the island of Oahu, Dr. John Craven, you may have seen him on TV shows about some of the old submarine stuff. This was the guy who found the sunken Russian submarine up here in the Northwest Pacific. He's the guy who helped recover some of the lost atomic bombs in the Mediterranean and helped find the Scorpion. And the way he'd work is if they'd narrow things down as much as they could, and then they'd start betting with bottles of scotch where they thought things were going to be found. And he found over time that people just taking a guess, just their brains were processing a lot of intangibles. And just very often they found their guesses were more right than wrong. And so that's what this InTrade is doing. They're basically saying that they're showing 50-50. The GOP will take the Senate as well. So that's very much up in the air. Of course, vote fraud is already rampant. Everybody's screaming vote fraud. Military votes being disallowed. And, of course, the military tends to vote GOP. So we'll see what's actually going to happen. But they're getting pretty desperate out there. In fact, the Democratic Party in Colorado is so desperate. They're out there saying that if they win their state, they will call for a grand jury investigation into 9/11. Of course, I don't expect them to really keep that promise. Yes, most of the crap would dump on the Republican administration that was behind 9/11 or connected to 9/11, but it would tarnish everybody, and I don't expect them to keep that promise. Everybody's doing a lot of promises. I noticed earlier I'll get to that in a second here, Manny. Basically, I noticed earlier today the stock market opened. And by the way, a little piece of trivia here. The chief operating officer for the New York Stock Exchange is John Stewart's older brother. So that explains a lot of his particular points of view. But I noticed the stock market opened way up today, and they were saying it's the, you know, the recovery and the incumbents and Obama's working, and it didn't stick. It fell off. It's into the red already here. Somebody apparently, okay, we'll take a call. Ben from Nebraska. Aloha, Ben. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, two quick questions, and then I'll have to hang up. Number one, what kind of society, what kind of America do you envision seeing after the collapse happens that you've been talking about? And number two, what kind of champagne will you be busting out when that happens?
Whatever Costco has on sale that day. Okay.
I'll have to hang up. Thank you very much.
All right, you got it. As far as the society, we need to be thinking about that right now. Now, it may be that when the economic system comes down and the government with it, that we may see the United States balkanized. We may see that Alaska and Hawaii go back to being independent republics, see the United States break off the original Union, the original Confederacy, and the Western states all break apart. I wouldn't like to see that, but if it might happen. But I think we need to start thinking now what kind of a country we want after the collapse, because I guarantee you, after a really big crash, there's going to be no end of carpetbaggers riding in and saying, I got your new government right here, ready to plug in. Just sign your name on this line, and we'll just plug it in, and you'll be ours for the rest of your life. And there are going to be everybody trying to basically run in and exploit the fear of not having a government to sell you a worse government than we have right now. So you got to start seriously thinking, what do you want? I am personally of the opinion that we ought to go back to the original Constitution and the first 13 amendments and absolutely write a new 14th Amendment that says the first person who suggests a private central bank should issue the public currency ought to be drawn, quartered, and hung. That would be my recommendation here. We're going to go to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just found out today. I went in my mail. I'm getting all this Florida campaign literature, so I called my supervisor of elections. And I found out already early voted in Florida. They moved my address to a vacant lot.
Who moved your address?
Oh, someone who registered me.
Boy, oh boy, this is completely out of control. And, you know, my attitude about this stuff is that if a government cannot prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the elections by which they claim authority over the people are honest, fair, and accurate, then the people are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government or to pay its bills. We should never assume that we have a legal government in this country just because they claim to have won the election. Most people still don't understand that on these national elections like we're going to have tomorrow, all the voting precincts send all their data to a privately owned company, which we call Voters News Service. They keep changing their name, but it's the same company. It's owned by the TV networks and a couple of major papers. There's no governmental oversight or review of the election. There is no citizens' oversight of the election, except for Bev Harris, who's really on overtime right now. Well, all right, we're gonna take a break. George, we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with George in Texas about voter fraud. And it is epidemic. But there's one point I need to make for everybody, because, you know, we're in the middle of this get out the vote campaign. And that is that vote fraud can really only change the outcome of an election by maybe 5%. That's why basically the vote frauders have to work to get the campaigns neck and neck, and then it's a battle between the vote frauders. But if there's an overwhelming landslide, you can't reverse that with vote fraud, or everybody knows that's what happened. And so basically, I know I joke about voting and the lesser of two evils, and I joke about I never vote because it only seems to encourage the bastards. But the reality is that unless you're prepared to go to the root of violence, voting is about the only option you have left to try and change things. And it's not just enough to vote a few extra votes for the guys you want to get in. Okay, if you really want to change things, you've got to overwhelm the vote fraud people. And that's why even if the polls are saying that your guy's ahead by a few points, that's not good enough. You got to go out there and make sure that the guy you want to win is ahead by 10 points, or the vote frauders will steal it away. Okay, and that works either direction for both parties. And that's just the way things are here in the United States of America. All right, George, anything else for you?
Well, you know, the thing is about voter fraud, I like to categorize as a crime as high crime and treason, because you are overthrowing the will of the people.
I agree. Absolutely. I think it should be punishable by death.
And, you know, the thing is, like, my parents, who've been dead almost 5 years, for two election cycles, I had to pull their names off the voter rolls because they were trying to bring out the zombie Democrats or the zombie rhinos, whatever you call them. That's what
I call
them.
You're right. It's a real problem. But I'll tell you this, along with death penalty for vote fraud, I think that any candidate who's caught engaging in vote fraud ought to be disqualified from holding public office, for the very simple reason that if they cannot control their own staff and get them to obey the law and play by the rules, then they've got no business running a district or a state or the United States. What? I think vote fraud should be grounds for immediate disqualification from any campaign.
My solution is for vote fraud is?
What is?
Paper ballots and how you select people to count the votes. Use the jury pool and make individual citizens count them.
I absolutely agree. I think these electronic machines are a disaster. I mean, we're the nation that put men on the moon. We've built these automated teller machines that never lose a penny from one end of the country to the other, and yet the very same company, Diebold, among others, have built these electronic vote machines. They're hideously expensive, and they're designed to be broken in and tampered with. If you have never seen Hacking Democracy, that wonderful HBO documentary, you need to see it. Go buy it on DVD or get it from Netflix. You've got to see it. Hacking Democracy. It will open your eyes. The elections in this country are completely bogus. And I'll make a little prediction about tomorrow, okay? Because in any other country on earth, if the official results do not match the exit polls, it's seen as a sign of vote fraud. That's one of the reasons last year when they were trying to do the overthrow of Iran that kind of fell on its face, and Ahmadinejad won his election, he won it by the same amount as the exit polls and pre-election polls. So they really couldn't scream that it was vote fraud. And everybody said, yeah, it all lines up. But here in the United States, if the official results do not match the exit polls, you know, our media will start saying, oh, well, they must have been lying to the exit pollers or something like that. And we'll see that tomorrow. Anytime the official outcome does not match the exit polls or the pre-election polls, the media will make excuses for it. They're not going to let the American people understand that elections in this country are rigged, because the media owns the Voters News Service. Thanks a lot for the call. George, we're going to let you go. We'll be back in a minute.
It's true.